The demonstration is organized by the human rights activist organizations in Togo. They are claiming for political reforms so that election in Togo can be free and fair, because they say it's a human right to have free and fair election so that people can choose the leader free and fairly. And there are some political reform scheduled on behalf of a political agreement since the year 2006. This agreement was signed by all political parties, and up to now, Mr. Fonya Singbe, who is the head of state, is not showing any will to implement those reforms.
Do these reforms that are being requested, do they include a presidential term limit?
Yeah, the reform includes a wide range of reform, including basically limitation, mandate limitation, and a two rounds poll. We call it election à deux tours, scrutin à deux tours.
As you said, the current constitution does not call for a term limit, and President Fonya Singbe has said he wants to uphold the current constitution. How can you bring about change?
You see, the agreement I was talking about is an agreement which Togolese political leader signed in 2006. And according to this agreement, Fonya Singbe was committed to make those reforms so that election in Togo can be free and fair and pacific, without army intervention, without fraud, so that to minimize irregularities.
In neighboring Burkina Faso, former President Blaise Compaoré tried to change the constitution, and the people rose up against him. Are you hoping that in Togo, similar thing would happen?
I'm not hoping it will happen, but there is a chance it can happen. This is not our hope, but if Fonya Singbe continues to refuse to implement political reforms so that election can be free and fair, so that presidential mandate can be limited, maybe it will happen.